This doctor who was on This Morning America has revealed, and his name is Dr. James Hamblin, he has revealed that he has not showered with soap or any type of body wash or shampoo or conditioner for 4 years straight.
Do we want to hear his reasoning behind it? This was him on the show explaining his situation.
It was part of an experiment that I was doing and part of just trying to be a little bit more minimalistic. I wanted to see personally if it was possible. This became a trend, no shampoo especially. And I was at the same time learning about the skin microbiome for a story I was working on. So I thought, well, why are we washing them off in the first place, if there are some that might be helpful to us? So I thought, well, maybe we should just not be washing them off so much. So I started to experiment with this. And before you know it, I haven't gone back to using, I still wash my hands, but no body soaps or lotions or shampoos or conditioners.
No soaps, no girlfriend, no nothing.
He's got, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I just wonder, like, with the poolets,
yeah,
the little, you know, the remnants on the bottom.
Jamie's sister Charlie calls them ghost of poo.
What?
I don't know. She calls it ghost of poo. Anyway, yeah. What about them?
Yeah, well, the remnants. How do you, you know?
I don't know. You know, we can begin to try and understand. I mean, I have read things that do say we wash ourselves too much.
Well, he does have a point about removing the good bacteria on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you're a bit of a smelly Nelly anyway?
Yeah.
But I mean, like stinky pits on a guy or even a girl for that matter.
Yep.
Like even in the shower, if you scrub, I don't think it stops the stink, does it?
No.
Like, unless it's soap?
Well, I mean, this guy, he's stuck to it for over 4 years now, so it's not like he's just done it for a couple of months and realised it hasn't worked. It's obviously working for him to continue on for that amount of time.
He probably pushed through a zone where he was stinking.
Mm.
And you know when people don't wash their hair for a certain amount of time and they've got that rank oily hair smell?
Yeah.
Do you know that smell?
Yeah, so you sort of get used to your own smell and you don't even know that you smell.
Like your body goes through a cleansing stage. So he'd probably went through a rank smelling stage and then came out the other side. And his body's adapted to not having to be cleaned with chemicals.
Yeah. Well,
so now it's doing what the body does.
That's the other thing too. The chemicals in these body washes that we use, you know, I still feel like it's something, the amount of stuff we put on our bodies and your body absorbs that stuff, I still feel like it's something we're even yet to learn about, you know, as we go on in time, kind of like smoking back in the day or our phones in our pockets. I feel like all these chemicals that we're putting into our bodies might come back to get us as well.
They already are, no doubt.
He could live to 150, this bloke. Just by doing this.
Potentially.
Who knows? My record when I was a kid, I was pretty proud of myself. I went 9 days without a shower.
Vile.
You know when your parents used to say, get in the shower, and you go, oh, no, you know, I want to go. You just didn't want to do it. I went 9 days, more than a week. Solid effort.
Goodness.
Pretty good.
Yeah. You didn't have a miso then, did you?
No. I didn't have too many. No.
Maybe that's why, you little dirt bag.
Yeah, braces and no shower for 9 days. That's a recipe for no miso. You've got that right, Paula.